Queen Bee, by Elizabeth Wygant. There was a crack in a sheet of what seemed to be clear resin covering one of the square openings of the structure. One by one, they crawled inside as quietly as they could. The interior was dim, musty, and fairly empty. They landed on the wooden floor in a spot that was bathed in sunlight from a square opening above that was covered by more clear resin.
"What is this place for?"
Mesquite asked, staring up in awe at the ceiling that soared above them. His black antennae stretched out curiously.
"It was a place where the great builders made things," said a velvety voice that floated down from a high ledge.
They turned and saw a brown, eight-legged body with black stripes emerge and carefully pick its way down the wall to them.
"Stop, Spider! We are armed!" shouted Mustard.
"Yes, I know, Bumblebee. I am too, in case you didn't know," the voice replied in irritation. "I've already fed anyway, so you have nothing to fear."
She made it to the floor and took a few steps toward them.
"Besides, why would I attack a group of bees when there are fluttering moths to snatch every night at my window?"
"What do you want?"
Mesquite asked.
"To talk, of course. I so rarely meet anything worth talking to, and bees always seem to have news."
"Stop right there," Mustard said. "What do you want to know?"
"Oh, I don't know."
The spider gently sat herself down, crossed her forearms in front of her, and tilted her head playfully to the side.
"What's new?"
The bees hesitated, looking at one another. Minuka was transfixed by the spider's face. She counted 8 black eyes in all, and when the spider caught her looking, she winked one of them at her and smiled.
"What's your name?" Minuka asked. "Goldenrod."
"Who are the great builders?" The spider smiled again.
"The great builders are those who made these structures. They're a lot like bees, actually. They build massive hives of their own, where every builder has their own space inside the larger structure. My cousin lives high up on the side of one not far from here. If you fly inland enough, you'll see a number of them."
"But why aren't they here now in this one?"
Mesquite asked, crossing his arms.
"Because they enjoy discarding as much as building," Goldenrod replied. "Lucky for us spiders, we get to inherit the remains and live in a nice, insulated hunting ground."
"They must be very big bees," Minuka said, looking up at the ceiling again.
"Oh, they're not bees. They don't have wings or stingers, fur or antennae. But they make up for it all in size. Plus, they seem to be absolutely terrified of us, which is always worth a giggle."
Goldenrod chuckled.
"Still, if you see one, I would stay well away. They'll likely try to smack you dead. Luckily, I'm quick."
"Isn't there one of those resin structures on our island?"
Mesquite asked Mustard.
"Yes, on the far end. But builders don't live in it. They keep plants inside. We tried to get in a few times, but they have it sealed up pretty good."
"So, what brings you here?"
Goldenrod asked. "There's a drought, and we're having trouble finding enough flowers, so we're trying to find new foraging grounds," Minuka offered.
"That's very brave of you."
"We don't need compliments from an eight-legger," Mustard said. "And we don't have time to sit around and shoot the breeze, either."
"That's a shame, because I have something that will help you on your journey," Goldenrod replied. "Oh well, I guess someone else will appreciate it instead."
She turned as if to go.
"No, wait," Minuka said. "We want it."
"You do? How wonderful. Let me see. I have it right here somewhere. Oh, darn, look at this. It's stuck to my spinneret. Pesky silk, always getting tangled up. Could you help me unravel it?"
Goldenrod turned around to show her.
"Sure."
Minuka took a few steps forward, her eyes cast down, looking at the spinneret. Mustard and Mesquite saw Goldenrod's head turn to watch Minuka intently, her jaws opening slightly in a sneaky grin.
"No!"
Mustard shouted and darted forward, just as Goldenrod jerked around and lunged. Mustard grabbed Minuka by the waist and snatched her out of the way in the nick of time. She pulled up high into the air out of reach and flew onto a wooden beam a few feet above. Mesquite joined them there. Goldenrod chuckled as she looked up at the three of them and resumed her sitting position, as if nothing had happened.
"Well, you can't blame me for trying."
"Want a bet?"
Mustard shouted down to her.
You all right? She said to Minuka, who she was still holding.
Yeah, fine.
Minuka felt a little dizzy and wondered how Mustard had guessed the spider was about to lunge.
Well, it wasn't personal,
Goldenrod said in Minuka's direction.
Good luck on your travels. There's an exit over there,
she added, pointing gracefully with one of her legs toward the far end of the structure.
And if the carpenter bee I dined on last night was telling the truth, there's a few daisies outside to fuel your flight.
Minuka stifled a shudder, but managed to be courteous.
Thank you.
You are most welcome,
she said, raising herself up and turning around to amble back toward the wall. Over her shoulder, she added,
I believe if you head north, you'll find even more flowers, and a bit more.